The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, send a message. Aaron will read it. Here's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Although about 20% of you need to just not do it. And then watch us on the Twitch channel. That simple. You missed the first hour. Finally got to weigh in on some, well, we talked Rockets. And then finally got to weigh in on what happened with the Texans.
Yeah.
And admittedly, a little fired up, but the more I get away from it, the more pissed off I get. And somebody mentioned that the Cowboys finally did something and it's exciting. I agree. I mean, you guys put up with it for another 4 years, which is what's going to happen here. You had Jason Garrett for 10 years before he made a move. But you have hope for next year at least. I mean, I don't know if Mike McCarthy's going to work out. You're not going to go backwards, I don't think. But I don't know if he's going to work out. But at least you did something. And I'm not saying get rid of O'Brien. I'm just saying clean up the staff. Bring in some different voices. Quit acting like he's the smartest guy in the room, because he's not. And if he is, go get me some smarter people, because he ain't smart enough.
And let me make a clarification. I'm not saying 2-14 every year is better than being mediocre.
Oh, God,
I'm saying
no.
Once you go on one of these runs where, I mean, think about the Rockets did this. I'd have to look at the exact dates, but there was a good run, a good stretch for the Rockets where they were barely making the playoffs every year, not having a chance to do anything. This was like, I mean, pre
42-42 basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were every year they were drafting about the same spot, about 15, and they were never getting impact guys, but they were never crappy enough that they were never good enough to have a shot, never crappy enough that they were actually improving their team. And it was just like being stuck in a cycle. I'm not saying you want to go back to being, you don't want to be the Jets and have, you know, 4 or 5 seasons of 5 and less win football. But at the same time, I'm so sick of going 10-6 and knowing that you have zero shot to even go to the Super Bowl. What's the point? Make moves to make the franchise better. At some point, you got to take risks. And if you know that your ceiling with Bill O'Brien is this, which by now you should know what your ceiling with Bill O'Brien is.
We know what it is. We've seen it for 6 years now.
Then do something different. And Lamont makes this is a really great analogy. Bill O'Brien is non-alcoholic beer.
Yep.
He's sex with no orgasm.
And I want to respond to this mag team.
I think it's more sex with no orgasm than non-alcoholic beer, because non-alcoholic beer, it never makes you feel good.
No, that's...
The sex with no orgasm makes you feel good, but then the ending isn't...
You're never going to get anywhere.
No.
But this guy Mag T said, you had me up until 2-14 was better because it gave you hope better than making it. I never said it was better than making the divisional round. What I said was when they went 2-14, at least you knew the coach was going to be fired. You were going to have a high pick. Things were going to change. But when you sit there in this mediocre realm, nothing ever changes, because that's good enough for too many of you guys. And too many of you accept it. And that's part of the problem. Should we let some of these guys vent? Because
yeah,
we got a bunch of them here.
Apparently the city wants to speak on this. Steve. Yo, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Y'all hear me?
We hear you, man.
Yeah, man. The problem is the Texans are a lazy organization. They're only concerned with selling beer and nachos. But the problem, too, with why Bill O'Brien is still on the team is because our division is weak and inconsistent. You had the Jaguars rise, they fail. You had the doggone Colts rise, they fail. Now the Titans are at their turn. But the Texans somehow still keep making the playoffs, so that's what's keeping Bill O'Brien's job safe, in my opinion. So I'm going to hang up and let y'all
Well, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, what's the most important thing to Bill O'Brien is keeping his job.
Well, and getting more jobs, apparently.
Yeah.
So,
Daniel.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
We're doing sports, man.
Y'all
what's
hear
up?
Me good?
Yep.
I just want to say something about this supposedly offensive guru that we have. That my son is 10 years old, and he's sitting there watching the game, and he's telling me, Dad, why are they running the ball? Dad, why are they passing the ball? He's picking apart Bill O'Brien, both the offensive coordinator work that he puts in so much. I'm like, are you kidding me? My boy's 10 years old, and he's already playing. Like, he could throw a defense out there and cover our offense. It was so horrible. You know, horrible. So I'll hang up, guys.
All right. Let's go to Andrew. We're burning through these guys. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just wanted to just make a comment about the sheer hubris of Bill O'Brien. And if you've seen that video on Twitter of him going back at that Texans fan at the home loss, I think it was against
Denver.
The Broncos.
Yep.
And how thin-skinned he is. And you can tell this is a complete power trip that consumed him. And he is basically going to be king of the castle as long as he can, and mediocrity is enough for Kyle McNair, and we're going to waste the potential of Deshaun Watson and waste the potential of DeAndre Hopkins. And you know, it's a really sad situation, because no one is, like you said, holding him accountable, because they're probably not going to go for Nick Caserio from the Patriots.
Well, so why would Bill O'Brien want to hire someone to, like, you know what guys who are power hungry, guys who are egomaniacs, you know what they hate? Having to answer to more bosses. Why would Bill O'Brien agree to put another guy above him in the chain of command? It just wouldn't happen. It doesn't happen in any industry, really. Who's like, you know what? I need another boss.
That's what we need, AJ. We need to get somebody else in between us and Mr. Gal.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
I need
somebody else to tell us how to do this.
Someone else who can get their hands on my business.
Can I throw a couple numbers at you before? I want to do my – I'm Lance Lerline. I'm a numbers guy. You know the highest this team is rated offensively under O'Brien? In 2018, 11th in points, 15th in yards.
That's the highest?
That's the highest. They
well,
and then this year, 13 and 14.
It's an offensive mind.
So, okay. My whole get an offensive coordinator thing who brings something different might help here. Might help. That's all. All right. Let's get at least one more in here. Everybody wants to get in.
Sid, sports. Sid.
Hey, yes, sir. How you guys doing?
We're doing sports. Let's go.
Hey, I was just calling to say, and I know it may be a little extreme, but if maybe the fans stop buying the season tickets and stuff like that, kind of hit the owners in their pocket, then maybe we can get some kind of changes around here. That, you know, that's how you really get things going, is you start hitting people in their pocket.
Only way,
and
to affect
that'll
it.
Be a good way to start.
It's the only language that these people speak. It's the only language. It's all they care about. If they're making less money, that's how they're, then they're like, whoa.
Well, here's what I would do
what's
going on? If I were a season ticket holder and I didn't want to give up my tickets, just wouldn't use them.
Yeah,
and then that's when I go, that's $200 in alcohol and food and everything else that's not getting spent.
Yeah,
that'll add up.
I said this for the longest time, and I don't know, I guess it's sort of changed, but I always said that the dumbest fans were Cub fans, Chicago Cub fans, because they sold out that stadium every single day cheering for a team that was going nowhere for years and years and years, and they gave them literally no reason to try and be better. What, like, if you're maxed out, if your stadium's full every day, what's your motivation?
Yeah,
what's your drive?
Yeah. Where's your motivation?
Who you gonna bring more people in?
Where's your accountability?
The Texans will let you know how long the season ticket wait list is, because they like to. That's like a big puffy chest move for them. Okay, bro, take one of those guys. Let that list get shorter. Piss off. I mean, stop going to the game. Stop spending the money. Stop buying their gear. Let them know, dude, this isn't good enough. I'll be back when you guys actually try. Because right now what they're doing, if the fact that they haven't said anything to Bill O'Brien, like we haven't heard anything about that meltdown publicly, it's beyond me. All right, we got to hit a break. We'll get calls on the other side, I promise, guys.
All right. Hey, guys, you want to know an easy way to save some money? Maybe you're getting those bills from all the stuff you bought over the holidays. Hey, you got some great gifts, but all of a sudden you're looking at your credit cards like, whoa, boy, those things got some scars on them. Well, how about this? You can lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. I don't know what you're paying on your credit card. It's probably 18 to 20%, but it's not 5.89. You can get loans anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 and choose your funding date as soon as today. And right now, Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Can I just, one more thing, and then we'll let the callers back at it. And I just think it's a perfect example. You look at what Ed Orgeron did. They didn't get rid of Ed Orgeron. He just went out and said, hey, man, we got to fix this offense.
I'm going to put smarter people around. I mean, I'm not trying to say Ed Orgeron's dumb.
No. Well,
I'm
saying he's smarter than Bill O'Brien because he recognized
it. He surrounded himself with guys who were good where he was not.
Exactly.
And he didn't care. You know who got way more accolades this season than Ed Orgeron?
Joe Brady. Everybody raved about it. He got a nice job out of it. And you know who cares about that? Nobody.
No one cares.
Not in that organization. He's happy to have that title and bring it home for the people of Louisiana, which he's all about. Why is it that he can see it and this guy can't? Go get some people around you. And you know what? They get a better job. Great. Then you've done your job.
Yep.
How many times do you tell people in this business, too? And, hey, if you get a better job, I've done a good job. All right. Who do we want to go to here? Ryan? Okay. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, two items that I just wanted to cover from one remaining from yesterday and that I wasn't able to call in on, and then the whole Texans thing with the Astros. I don't mind at all what happened when it comes to AJ and Luno. I mean, that was expected, and I was actually thinking worse would occur. It's just a bummer with Luno, just because of his skill set and what possible offense you have there. Hopefully they can get someone either with the stand-in they have in there currently, that's out of the West Virginia grad that they have had since like 2011. We'll see. On the Texans, I haven't had faith on them ever since they refused to make any changes really to the front office over there. And yeah, the ownership has way too much connection to the personnel that runs the team on an operations standpoint, and because of that, I just don't think the organization, until they make that type of change philosophically, will really change at all on getting any production that's going to win a championship or at least get an opportunity for a championship.
All right. Who's next?
Robert. Bobby.
Hey, sports.
Hey, Bobby.
I've got something I just want to kind of put out there. What they need to really do to start all of this is someone needs to do a parody of that Xfinity commercial of okay is not okay.
Well, yeah. Bill O'Brien's got cable. 100%.
Definitely.
Lamont. Sports, Lamont.
Hey, man.
Hey man. You talking to me? You speaking my you speaking my language now, brother. Come on, man, bring it.
Yeah, Fred. Fred was right there. He nailed it on the head. And I'm not talking about Bill O'Brien fixing anything, because I just pretty much think that that dude is mentally unstable. But Fred was right on the head. And the real problem is, if we go into accountability, which he always likes to bring up, we got a milquetoast media base that go up there and ask him milquetoast questions, don't follow up, don't ding, do anything. Ding, they laugh at stupid jokes outside of Jerome Solomon and that other dude from the Chronicle. Them the only ones that even come close to even asking him some real questions. So I think to make that jackass look like a jackass, we need more people up there to call him out on his stuff. And what I like about what Fred was saying was talking about coming back on the radio and doing it. Now, you need somebody to challenge him dead to his face to tell him, man, you stupid. And that's all I have.
All right.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to happen, because there's a lot of them over there just scared to death of him.
Yeah.
No question.
Ask Jason Braddock. They'll yank your press pass immediately for that.
Yeah.
And that's part of the issue. And that's why I do no longer go to even the practices, because they're not going to have crap over me. I'm going to be able to say what I want to say.
That's the way I don't go to games anymore. I don't cover them anymore. I
write about them. And if I want to go to a game, I go and buy tickets and sit with the fans and the cool people.
Yeah. I don't need to eat their free nachos. I mean, in the press box, I don't need it. It's not worth them having that say over you.
And that's the thing. They've got little people that listen to everything. And believe me, if I applied for credentials right now, they wouldn't give them to me. And I don't care, because I want to at least be honest. And if you can't be honest with yourself, why? And somebody brings up a really good point. He wouldn't let an offensive coordinator take all his credit.
Yeah,
man, that is insecurity at its highest. You know what? You look at this show. Do you think I care if AJ gets all the credit for it? I don't care. The show does great. We're all doing great because of it.
The money spend the same?
Yeah, the money spends great. I'd rather have that than, oh, I'm working with this bump on a log who never says anything, and oh gosh, I don't know if the show's any good and the ratings suck. I mean, you know, you want to get better, you want to be better, and sometimes that means looking at yourself and saying, what can I do better? We do that all the time. And most people in your job, I'm sure most of you guys are doing the same thing. If you're the guy who's the final say on things, I'm sure you're doing that. Because you have to. If you want to have a successful business, you have to look at yourself and say, yeah, we had a great year, but where can we get better? All right. Bilal's next. Soccer Bilal. Goal! What's up?
Goal! Sports gentlemen.
Sportsman.
I just want to make the comparison between the Rockets and the Texans, and that they both celebrate individual players. The Rockets sort of tout, oh, we have two MVP players on our team. And the Texans have three-time Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt, MVP candidate, Deshaun Watson. But collectively, like you guys said, there's no team, there's no winning mentality.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. I mean, this is what's frustrating. And Deshaun Watson, DeAndre, these guys, J.J. Watt, these guys should be stars, and they should be lauded as stars. I get that. But I'll be honest, I think J.J. would probably tell you the same thing. If J.J. didn't end up being the megastar that he was, and instead he was just a guy who went out there and won a couple rings and vanished into obscurity, I think he would take that over being the megastar. But I don't...
Yeah, at this stage, probably, but, you know...
That's, yeah, I mean, because he knows time's running out.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. I mean, it's funny you said that, because at this stage, like, everybody wants to be famous and they want to make as much money as they can when they start. That's great. But then as time goes on, it's like, oh man, you look at your watch.
Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot of years left.
Hello?
To do this, to get this legacy thing going. I better make some real waves here. I mean,
hello, right here. That's me.
That's when you start to really kind of change what your focus is.
Couple things. A lot of people like Lamont's call, including Space Ghost on the Twitch. Son of King Cole says the Texans are purgatory. Not quite hell, but not quite heaven either.
Yeah,
that's a good description. And Hockley Dan says O'Brien has fully inserted his college head coach mentality of full control. Yeah, and, you know, hey, that's fine if you're Bill Belichick. And I'm tired of hearing about, well, he coached under Bill Belichick. Right. How many years ago was that? There was 2 years at Penn State and 6 years here. It was 9 years ago. How many Super Bowls has Belichick won since then?
I think he's doing okay without Bill O'Brien.
You want to squeeze Nate on real quick, and then we'll move on.
What's get up, one Nate? More call.
Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, sports guys. Yeah, the thing about Bill O'Brien, I'm the number one fan. Bill O'Brien is, for one, he's bipolar, but two, all the media, they scared of him. They terrified this guy, man. I wore a shirt to the last game, the playoff game, that said 10 wins are no longer acceptable. Us as fans, we got to stop accepting mediocrity, man. We got to stop being inconsistent. We ought to be tired and being frustrated of what's going on. They better be glad the Astros got what they got going on, or we would be talking about the Texans. We need to focus on the Texans. Baseball season is not here. Bill O'Brien has to go, man. Well, I've had enough.
I got news for you, James. Who was that?
Nate.
Nate, I got news for you. Football season's over here, too.
Yeah. It ended Sunday. Listen, there's a lot to get to on the Astros still, but I just kind of feel like...
I do feel like it's been overshadowed.
It has, and we haven't had a chance to get to it, and you know, I think now is the time. But he's not going anywhere. That's fine. Well, show me something different, man. Just anything. And, you know, that's the thing. It just reeks of insecurity. That's what it is. You're insecure when you have to have all the power and everybody has to be your yes man and your crony and your pet.
Yep.
And no, I'm not going to their press conferences because, frankly, he's not going to say anything.
No.
And I don't blame these guys, but he's not going to. I mean, I'd love to have him on and have him actually answer questions, but guess what? He wouldn't answer them. He'd give us the same crap, and we wouldn't put up with it, and we'd probably cut him off 2 minutes in. Jerome Solomon up next.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home and you have less money than you'd like to have, basically everybody who owns a home could use a few extra bucks, you need to listen up and grab your smartphone. TGS Insurance has come up with a way to help you save big money on your insurance without the hassle of dealing with an insurance agent. They've built a system, gives you a firm quote in 15 seconds. It's so simple. It uses nothing but your address. It'll probably save you a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now and text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. Reply back with that. You're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. The online rating system, it's nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved $870 on their home insurance. What could you do with $870? Oh, you don't need it? Oh, okay. Guys, you don't need to wait for your renewal. They're going to take care of the back end. It's so simple. You free your mind, fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Bike feeling like a sight bike, pressing on the gas, supernova for a night, like dreaming at my dad.
I heard it. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And Jameson, guys, please stop trying to bring in Josh McDaniels. Have you not had enough of this stupid Patriot garbage?
Josh McDaniels just ran like the worst Patriots offense in the Tom Brady era.
Ugh. And O'Brien's not going anywhere. I'm just looking for you to fix something on your offense and defense at this stage. And that's not going to happen either. Oh, well, let's go to Jerome Solomon, who is star of stage, screen, newspaper, everything. Jerome, nothing to talk about today, right?
Got a whole lot to talk about. Now, apparently your person who called me said he can hear me clearly, but I can barely hear you. But we'll try to make it happen here.
You actually sound great for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, the best you've sounded in forever.
Once out of every five times. Okay, that's 20%.
So, what, do you get a new phone, a new provider? You off that Cricket plan?
No, I'm standing on top of a rooftop somewhere.
Oh, very, very nice, very nice. Well, I thought that you wrote a great article after the Texans loss, and basically saying that Bill O'Brien should tenure quit, basically. I mean, now that you've had a few days after that, what are your feelings on the way the Texans organization is headed right now? And who do you feel the onus is on to make something happen, make a change?
Well, the onus is on Bill O'Brien. And the reason it's on him is because he's the one in charge of everything. It shouldn't be on him. It should be on the owner. It should be on Cal McNair to make the proper changes or to institute what needs to be done to get the team to a level where, you know, they can win. Okay, there's just, Bill O'Brien, as he is not a championship coach. And I think a lot of coaches can be championship coaches. He can be one. I know that. I think it'll take a lot more work than it needs to be. You can do better. But he can be. But he can't be a championship coach if he's calling all the plays. He's the general manager deciding all of the personnel decisions. He's deciding timeouts, challenge flags, everything. He's not good enough to do that. He thinks he's Bill Belichick, but he's not. And that's the problem. So when they have situations that fourth down where they kicked the field goal earlier in the game, when he thought they made a first down, well, you got to be better than that. And if he was only the head coach, he would have been like everybody else watching the game and go, oh, they were short. It's fourth down. Instead, he's trying to call the plays, and he said, I called a play for first down and then found out it wasn't a first down. Then I had to decide if I want to challenge it on and on and on and timeout, et cetera, is because you're doing too much. And I asked him about that Monday of, you know, his improvement that he always talks about, we got to coach better, will it involve, you know, relinquish some duties? He kind of answered around it as I expected, but that's what he has to do, and somebody needs to force him to do it.
Yeah, but who's going to force him? The GM?
I was going to say, the GM, generally a GM would have a sit down with the head coach at the end of the season and go, you know what? We need to pick somebody to call the plays because you need to focus on the clock. There are other things in the big picture. So, or hell, it's even fair to be honest, you know, to be fair to Bill. It's even fair to go, if I'm the GM, I might go, Bill, you're the head coach. I need you to get a little more involved in the defense season because the defense is terrible. But Bill is a GM. I don't know if he's having that conversation with himself.
Is there any chance at all that they put Romeo Crennel out to pasture? I mean, this isn't just one season of bad defense.
Well, it is one season of bad defense. There are a bunch of games before where there's bad, but they were top 10 defense last year. They were much better off than this year. This year they were horrible across the board, and you know what I feel about Romeo. I know he's a legend. He's done great stuff. They didn't have the talent this year to make game-changing plays, but he also didn't scheme them up to cover up the lack of talent enough for a team that could win some games. They could beat some people, and if you do what Romeo Crennel did as a defense coordinator this year, you get fired. So I'd be shocked if Romeo is back next year as defense coordinator. There's probably a 20% chance in my mind that he'll be back in some other capacity. There's 5% chance that he'll be the defense coordinator next year. I don't see that happening.
It just seems like with any other organization, after a game like that, after a season of what essentially boiled down to a disappointment, there would have to be some kind of major move made, and it doesn't seem like we're going to get that. Like you said, there would normally, you would think even saying, okay, we're going to bring in a GM so Bill O'Brien can focus on coaching. It seems like next year what we should expect is more of the same stuff. Is that the vibe you get?
No, I don't expect major moves, but the major move has to come from up top. And Bill O'Brien is the top. So what major move is he, you know? I mean, he literally is the top. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Cal McNair, when's the last time y'all played an audio clip of Cal McNair talking about anything?
He doesn't talk.
But yeah, he hasn't spoken since the Flatter organization thing.
He hasn't said a word.
Yeah.
So that tells you who's in charge and who's running things. And you know, so we and we hear from the guy running things all the time, 3-4 times a week. and he said on Sunday, I expect Romo Crennel to be back. I do expect Bill to change his mind on that or circumstances to change, but that's the kind of thing that when you have a person who's in charge who doesn't want to, you know, criticize himself enough, you get that kind of an answer. I expected O'Brien to at least answer the question by Romeo to say, we're going to evaluate everything, you know, a non-answer. But he gave us, no, I expect him to be back. He's like, that's
the wrong
really
answer.
Are you really going to do that? But tickets are going to be sold, you know.
Is he so insecure that he could never do what Orgeron did by bringing in Joe Brady, a kind of just a different voice to help run that offense?
That's the thing that I did ask him that specifically Monday, or in a general sense. I said, is part of your improvement going to be relinquishing some duties? Because if he were smart, that's what he would do. He would hire. He's already been willing to do it offensively. But if he does that offensively and hires somebody, not a lackey like his current quote-unquote offense coordinator doesn't even call the plays, and they could tell me how great this guy is, and he's going to be a great head coach down the road. But if he's all that, let him call the plays right now. You know, how long do you need to groom him to do that? But Bill needs to step back and let somebody else do something. And this is something just projection or, you know, me assuming some things, but when you have a situation where after the game he said, Bill O'Brien goes, I thought we got the first down, and I sent in the play to run on first down, and then I didn't realize that we didn't get it. How many people are really in the mix there? Because most of us sitting at home thought he didn't get it, and I saw Scott Van Pelt go, I thought he got it. And I'm like, well, I didn't. The thought didn't even cross my mind. The very first thing, and I said it out loud, when it happened was, if it's under a yard, go for it. If it's more than a yard, you can kick the field goal. So I knew it wasn't the first down. And you don't have people in your ear telling you that? Or people in your ear who are old enough to tell you what's going on? You're not coaching the team well. You're not being a good CEO.
Or in the fourth quarter with 11 minutes left when you're about to punt the ball down 17 and your quarterback has to call a timeout and tell you how dumb that is.
Right. I'm like, who else is on the headset? Is Bill O'Brien the only one with a live mic on the headset? Crazy.
All right, Jerome. Real quick, your thoughts on what happened to the Astros. Anything surprise you there?
Yeah, I was surprised it was a full year for both of them. I really was. And once it was a full year and the way they broke it down, I was not surprised that Crane decided to make the move that he did. He didn't have to, but I understand in his mind he had to because he told them 2 years ago, hey, I don't know if we're doing this, but if we are, shut it down. And they didn't do it. And that's on both of them. AJ Hinch, I think, is a really, really sharp person, a hell of a manager, and I'm just surprised that he didn't be much more proactive on that and shut it down. And Luno, I think, is lying about not knowing anything. He's too smart not to have known what's going on. But I would also say I think he's too smart to not have done something about it. So I it's really weird. I wrote a couple months ago, I didn't think, you know, what's going to happen is going to taint, you know, that championship. And I'm wrong. It tainted big time. Yeah, they were good enough to win it. They were good enough to win it in 2018. They were good enough to win it last year. They could have won it without ever having done any of what was done. But they did it, and it's tainted, and it always will be. And that's that.
In light of the stuff that came out in the report, fair or not fair in terms of the punishment? All right, I'm guessing we lost him there. Oh, well.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon.
I disagree with it being tainted. I'm fine with do whatever you have to do, win one. I'm not giving my 2017 championship shirt back.
No, but
does it look bad? Yeah, but
I will say this, and oddly enough, my the Chronicle got in touch with me. They wanted to talk to my son. I guess they wanted to talk to some kids.
Yeah,
and when you hear kids talk about their feelings about it,
yeah,
and it's really kind of like a bummer.
And that no, that's a great point because
grown-ups don't care.
No, and kids aren't on Twitter.
No.
And so, yeah.
They're not, like, I'm talking about, like, my 12-year-old son who's not jaded by the world yet. He's not, like, he doesn't expect everything to be a letdown in life, which eventually he will.
Mm.
But right now, he's still bright-eyed, and he's like, you know, I remember telling him a couple months ago when this kind of, when the news was breaking that they had cheated, and I remember him asking me, well, which one? Who was cheating? And I was like, I think basically all of them. And I, like, the look on his face, he like his jaw dropped, and he said, "Even Altuve?" Like, he just, it was unbelievable to him that Jose Altuve could have let him down. And so to us, it's not like they didn't let us down.
No.
They won a championship, and we're like, oh, well, we don't care how it got done. But kids are different, man, and it's kind of a bummer that there's going to be kids who look at baseball differently.
And maybe quit being fans because of it.
Yeah.
It could easily happen. And that's because when do we always talk about when you're most influenced by sports? When you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
And the best player is when you're 12 years old, right? So, yeah, I feel bad about that from that perspective. Because, yeah, but you get to our realm.
No, you don't care anymore.
Everybody's liars, cheats, and hypocrites.
Yeah.
And you know it. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Been a fun show so far. Guess what we do now? The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I do want to clarify something. Not everybody's a bunch of liars and hypocrites, but
mostly.
But there's a lot of them out there, and especially in sports. Why? Money. Money draws that. And that's just the reality of it. All right. I want your guys' opinion on this. Let's say your significant other cheated with your brother.
Okay.
And left you.
That happened.
And then decided to marry your brother.
Mm.
Would you go to the wedding?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I mean, it is your brother.
Yeah, you want to support him.
But I personally don't really like going to weddings.
Well,
so.
At this stage, I'm not going to any unless it's my kids. So, but you know, imagine it was you're 28 years old or something, and you're still going to weddings every weekend like a lot of my friends are. Well, a woman whose boyfriend cheated with her own sister says her ex and sibling are now pregnant and getting married. And the mother is pressuring her to move on and attend the wedding to be with her sister. Mom says, move on. She says, my sister's marrying my ex-boyfriend who she started dating while I was still in a relationship with him. She explained they'd been together for 2 years and the last 6 months of which he was sleeping with her sister. Yes, I know my ex was a scumbag too, but honestly, it hurts more my own sister did this to me over his cheating, lying bleep. My mom is saying, no, you know it's from England because they use mum. I should let the past stay in the past and move on. That my future niece deserves to have a loving extended family and loving aunt.
Well.
It's not an easy call.
No, it's not.
It really isn't.
So my sister, hopefully I'm never in that position.
Well, I don't think any of us will ever be in that position, but because you know, I think our brothers are all pretty cool. And don't violate certain codes. But certainly her sister, not part of that code, said, she broke my trust in a way I honestly feel I can't recover from. I'm seeing a therapist, and she agrees it's healthier for me mentally to just cut her out of my life. I just can't let it go that she did this to me.
Hoes ain't loyal. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, I understand how she feels.
Didn't your wife used to be married to your brother?
No.
No? Okay.
So.
But I wouldn't have any trouble cutting anybody out of my life at any point.
Okay. Well, that's good.
If it happened, all right, they're dead.
Really?
Yep.
Your brother?
I could cut anybody out of my life at any time if I needed to.
And your wife?
If something like that happened, yeah.
Man, you're cold-blooded.
I am.
What if you had kids?
That would be different. Yeah, but that's why things. I don't have them.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Well, honestly, and you guys will figure this out when you become olds, I'd be more than happy to just cut everybody out. I don't have time for them at this point.
Get them out of here.
I want fewer people in my life. I do.
That's a good call.
Yeah, the less the better. So anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Do we want to try another call here? Or are we? And Mandy says, hell no. I'm getting a lot of hell no's on there. And it depends on if I have kids and my brother is not the stepdad. What are the odds he was tapping the mum, too?
The mum.
The mum. I love that. It's funny because whenever I'm in Canada, they all say that. Kind of drives me nuts. It's your mom, dude.
Darren. Sports at you, Darren.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just thinking about this whole Deshaun Watson and the Texans ordeal. I'm a huge fan of Deshaun Watson. Back to the days of Clemson. And I'm not from here, so I'm not really a Texans fan, but I was hoping to become one. And after this last several years, I just can't see it, man. I think Deshaun Watson is better served getting away from this team. I mean, I'm a bigger fan of the NFL in general than one team, and I would much rather see Deshaun Watson with, like, a coach like Matt Nagy in Chicago, or just a better offensive mind that can actually utilize what he's good at. And unfortunately, I just don't see anything going down with the Texans. Like, they got no juice, no creativity. I mean, it's just so stale to watch. Like, I just can't see it.
I mean, do I feel bad for Deshaun? Certainly. But do I think that the Texans GM will say, you know what, who's the best head coach I could put Deshaun Watson with? It's got to be somewhere outside of Houston. I'm gonna let him go. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You can wish that all you want. He ain't going anywhere.
No.
So, all right, guys. If you're on the Twitch channel, you can tell the difference, right? Ever since I went to see Dr. Linville, man, the hair's growing out nice. It's totally different. In a couple months, it's going to be completely normal. And it was all because Dr. Linville's new this. What they do, the science they have for this is fantastic. It's called the Neograft procedure. And if you've got hair, you'll have hair on the back of your head. They'll take it and put it to wherever you're thinning. So it's your own hair. This isn't hair plugs. And, man, I looked into all kinds of stuff, and it just all felt wrong. Well, this is my hair. And I went through the process. He put all that hair on the top of my head again. And suddenly, I look younger. I feel younger. The hairline looks different, and it's all because of Dr. Linville. And if you've been thinking about it, and you've been looking into all these things, and the same thing, they don't feel right to you, go to 975hair.com and book your consultation with him. Because he had it done too, and his hair looks fantastic. He knows all about it. He'll talk to you about it. And if you're embarrassed by it, don't be. Just go get the consultation and find out what they're all about. 975hair.com. Get your hair back. Think it's time to stop. You need a taste of your own medicine.
Cause I'm sick to death for swallowing. ESPN 97.5.